The bigger the light, the bigger the shadow. I thought about this long and hard leading up to this month's solar eclipse. I felt it and I witnessed the shift in the atmosphere and in my environments. So I had to get really prayed up and sit with this before sharing it with you. The bigger the light, the bigger the shadow. Life has contrast and a dual nature of existence. So, as we are humans physically living in a world where things happen to us outside of our control, there's going to be a contrast. This is why I have an understanding that I'm a human having a spiritual experience. Crazy things can happen to you in life, but it's my sole responsibility, my S-O-L-E, responsibility for me to be accountable and responsible for my emotions and my intellect, my soul, my S-O-U-L, and the choices that I make. The bigger the light, the bigger the shadow. Here's some more examples of what I'm trying to say to you. When you're in agreement with elevating to becoming your higher self, or just with yourself, period, it's going to require you to be obedient and submit to it. But when people leave out, whether it's a big thing or a little thing, that there's going to be some kind of an opposition to it. Sometimes we just aren't affected as much by the little things. However which way your journey is going, you're still in agreement with your higher self, with your soul, with your choices, and with your life. In a spiritual context, new level, new devil. Now, I know I'm not the only one that has experienced great things, and as soon as it's going good, there's an opposition to it. Especially if it's tied into my belief system, it's gonna sting a little bit, a lot of it. That shit might hurt even when it comes to the opposition, but that's where the faith comes in, and your spiritual being, and knowing that there's nothing too hard for God. One more example. So let's say you're playing a game. You can have all the plays down packed. You could be well-skilled, you could be conditioned, and you don't know what the outcome of the game is going to be until the end, outside of there having to be a winner and a loser. Ooh. You know what? It doesn't matter who wins or loses with that one, because the game is definitely going to be respected, I tell you that much. But what I'm saying is, the bigger the lights, the bigger the shadow. So now that you've heard all that, I want to add in that control. Us having control is an illusion when it comes to how we react to things at times. Now hear me out. We're going to be scientific here. Our actions don't always influence uncontrollable events. I mean, like, we do what we can to create desired outcomes, but the event that happens, how things happen, we're not always in control of that. All right. So I don't know if you meditate. I don't know if you believe in manifestations, but I had this light bulb go off in my head. The light. I have desires that I speak out loud. I have goals that I work toward. I live in service and I live in love, and that has to come to me before anybody else. Now, not to seem dismissive to being, but I don't ask for the values and the characteristics that comes along with this. It's just a part of my life. It's something that I've learned. It's something that I am accountable and responsible for. Have you heard of shadow work? Now, I know we're in a trendy society when it comes to mindfulness, but it's a real thing. And the way how I see it is, shadow work is when you're uncovering what's been pushed down. You know, things that have been placed into the darkness of your mind, your being. But you have to let the light in order to get rid of it. And it does get really deep once you start getting into it. But I'm just trying to share with you how I see things. You have to look it up for yourself, but I want you to lighten up. Really, like, you want to be able to keep your shine on. Back to the eclipse. The bigger the light, the bigger the shadow. especially because the moon and in size comparison, there is no size comparison, the moon and the sun. But the bigger the light, the bigger the shadow. The light is bigger than anything that any of us could ever orchestrate. It just is. You still have to do the work, because what's going to come along with it? At least that's how things hit me with this. The bigger the light, the bigger the shadow. I'm going to leave it at that. And that's my consternation.